A former Sitka resident will spend 3 years on probation and pay back money he embezzled from the nonprofit organization he once led. Judge Ralph Beislein handed down the sentence after 46-year-old Gerald Bigelow pleaded guilty to embezzlement in Anchorage federal court on Wednesday. As KCAW's Ed Ronco reports, the embezzlement nearly ended a four-decade-long relationship between a group of Native artists and the National Park Service.
Bigelow was executive director of the Southeast Alaska Indian Cultural Center. For more than 40 years, the organization has employed Native artists who work in a studio at Sitka National Historical Park, where they teach and demonstrate their art for the public. That relationship nearly came to an end last spring when the Park Service launched an investigation into the group's finances. The Park Service contributed more than $80,000 to the Cultural Center in 2011. Federal prosecutors say Bigelow used the Cultural Center's debit card without authorization more than 75 times between October 2010 and May 2011. They said he stole more than $17,000. In a statement released Thursday, Assistant U.S. Attorney Kevin Feldes says Bigelow admitted to making purchases and cash withdrawals for his personal use. U.S. District Court Judge Ralph Beislein ordered Bigelow to serve probation and to pay the money back, noting that Bigelow has not been in trouble with the law before and that he had accepted responsibility for his conduct. Bigelow's attorney, Rich Kirtner, said the sentence was fair. But the head of the Cultural Center disagrees. He had hoped for stiffer penalties against a crime that he says almost destroyed his organization.
A lot of the residents in town thought, you know, we were done.
President of the board, Gary Lang.
It's been pretty tough for the artists not knowing, you know, do I have a job next week? It's been tough for the public, you know, can we still go down there? What is there at the park? Can we still go down and visit?
The answer, Lang says, is yes. The Cultural Center and the National Park came to an agreement that lets the organization stay on park property. Other organizations, including the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, reached out to the Cultural Center to help them recover. There have been changes on the board, and Lang says he hopes the park will be able to expand its reach, working more with students in the community and the general public.
We do a demonstration program in the summer for tourists, but that's not our primary goal. Our primary goal is to, you know, share the knowledge of the culture and the carving aspects of it, and a lot of teaching.
Lang says the last year has been a roller coaster, one that started out with a plummet, not a climb, but that hopefully, in the end, his organization will emerge stronger. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.